Flights around the country may be impacted this afternoon as LaGuardia Airport in New York remained shut until 7 p.m. Eastern Time. A Delta aircraft skidded off the runway and crashed into a fence as it tried to land in snowy weather. No serious injuries are being reported. The airline says passengers used emergency slides to exit. There were 125 people on board. LaGuardia is the 20th busiest airport in the country, and less than 3 inches of snow had fallen there at the time of the accident. This is just the most dramatic moment to come from the latest winter storm that stretches all the way from North Texas to New England. More than 400 flights were canceled at Dallas-Fort Worth Airport after 3.5 inches of snow fell there. That's the largest amount in 5 years. And hundreds of people stranded in Kentucky on a snowbound stretch of Interstate 65 south of Louisville. The governor of Kentucky today declared a state of emergency for the second time in less than a month.
Well, Jeremy, space just got a bit bigger. Scientists have found 2 just-born star clusters forming at the Milky Way's vertical edge. A team of Brazilian astronomers discovered the stars 16,000 light years above the galaxy. But not all major scientific breakthroughs need those professionals. An explosion of publicly available space data and advanced technology means hobbyists can make significant contributions without leaving their dens. From the Here and Now Contributors Network, Todd Bookman of WHYY's The Pulse has this story.
It's mid-December, about 15 years ago, and Kevin Alton is short on gift ideas.
You know, after you're married so long, you run out of things to buy each other for Christmas. And I said, well, let's get a telescope. So that was kind of what we gave each other. And the minute I saw Saturn, which I had never seen through a telescope, I was hooked.
Alton today is still hooked. He spends a lot of his free time thinking astronomy.
My wife sits in the kitchen and does whatever it is she likes to do, and we meet up for lunch and for dinner.
In between meals, the retired pharmaceutical researcher tinkers with his backyard telescope. He's got it rigged up through Wi-Fi to a computer screen in his office. From here, if the clouds cooperate, he can track planets, comets, observe galaxies. And on one evening in 2012, Alton had an asteroid in focus. And that's when something else caught his eye.
And I said, aha, that's an interesting star that seemed to have changed over the 4-hour period of time that I was observing this asteroid.
In the background, behind the asteroid, one star's brightness seemed to ebb and flow, like it was on a dimmer switch.
And I did a literature search using the internet. Okay, and all of the archives and all the databases that are available, and lo and behold, no one had ever reported that that star sitting at that spot is variable.
Alton knew this wasn't a run-of-the-mill star. It was actually 2 stars rotating around each other, tied together by gravity, causing the light to dim and spike. He plotted his measurements using special software, submitted research to the astronomical group in charge of such things, and was eventually credited with the discovery. His very own variable star, named GSC-01208-01137. This guy, with a decent telescope and a bit of luck, advanced the field, added to human knowledge, all from his North Jersey home. And he's not alone. Even professionals are no longer tied to an observatory.
My laptop is my portal to the world. So wherever I'm physically sitting is irrelevant to the science that I'm doing.
This is Andre Persia, an astronomy professor at Villanova University. He says huge sets of images produced by mountaintop telescopes or Hubble can provide the raw materials for research. You don't need your own massive scope. All you need is a decent web connection.
That's a stereotypical picture of an astronomer gazing at the sky in the middle of the night. That's becoming less and less frequent.
What's becoming more popular are user-friendly projects that rely on armies of amateurs. Deborah Fisher at Yale University helps run the Planet Hunters website, where 300,000 volunteers log on and sift through data from NASA's Kepler spacecraft, trying to spot distant planets. Even though computer algorithms can do the same thing, humans are actually better at recognizing the telltale patterns.
In more than 100 cases, there have been unique discoveries of things that would have been completely missed, would have never been found if it hadn't been for our users around the world.
But I asked Fisher, even with this success, is there a risk of losing the mystery, the romance, of peering through an eyepiece on a clear night, seeing something so far away so clearly?
Every time I walk out of a building, the first thing I do is look up. You know, is the moon up? Is Jupiter up? Is Venus up? What cluster of stars can I see? And it's a really spectacular vision, and it always reminds me of how tiny the Earth is and how vast the universe is. And I think that's a pretty healthy perspective for people to hang on to. So I hope we don't lose that.
Even though amateurs may not all take the time-tested route to falling in love with the night sky, their new way of viewing things is already making a big impact. For Here and Now, I'm Todd Bookman.